break, I'm going to keep on talking, Tina. And if I run out of something to say, well, I'll just hand the microphone to Heather.
We have several this morning. Danielle Burns Gamble. Pray for Danielle Burns Gamble and family. Her mom and best friend, Rose Burns, passed away this morning. Pray for favor over Kaylin, my daughter, in court this morning. Pray for Chris Carnahan has a follow-up for... Okay. He has a checkup. Pray for wisdom and guidance for his wife as she is still trying to get him in with an oncologist. And then pray for Angelica Cruz. She's having surgery this morning due to some brain aneurysms, and she's in California. And then pray for my son, Justin Lovell, who is going to be testing for his HVAC journeyman's, and then he's going to be testing for his contractor's license for plumbing and HVAC. He's 32, y'all. I'm beyond.
That is awesome. Praise God.
God
you
is
know,
so
that
good.
Is just something. We're just here, and you know, this is kind of like a family here. You know, and just thinking about the things that God has done for us and our kids. You know, what we usually think about, what God needs to do in them right now. You know, but you know what? He's working. Even when we can't see it, I want you guys to know that God is still working. What Jesus paid for, it's being applied. You know, that salvation, it doesn't just cover us, it covers our family. Praise God for that. Well, let's go. Let's pray here. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for Angelica. Thank you, Lord God. We just pray concerning this trauma in Jesus' name. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. In the spirit, we carterize that. That's what I'm thinking. It's carterize it in the name of Jesus, that the bleeding will stop in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord God, that the swelling go down and that the relief come. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for it. Thank you, Father. And for Justin, we pray for him. And thank you, Lord God, for not where he is, but where he came from. I thank you, Father, that you are, that just as you've been with him in the past, you'll be with him now. I pray, Father, that this draws him closer to you. I pray, Lord God, that he may experience another aspect of who you are. We give you praise, give you thanks for it. Lord God, for the Burns Gamble family, in the name of Jesus, we just pray concerning the grief, Lord God, and the things that we deal with when we lose someone. Father, I just pray your peace be upon them. I pray, Lord God, through this, that people's eyes would be opened to their eternal security. I thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. And for Kaylin, we pray for her in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. We don't ask you for favor. You already gave it. She already has it. Father, I pray that she would recognize this favor, that she would walk in it. Lord God, that no matter what everyone else says, that she would focus on what you say. We thank you, Lord God. And for Chris, in the name of Jesus, we pray for him. Father, for this this internal problem he has, and in the name of Jesus, I pray that you give the attending physicians wisdom and direction in this, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I pray through the pain, Lord God, through the pain, that you show yourself strong on his behalf. Father, and I pray for the wife for wisdom and direction. Lord God, I come into agreement with her that you are giving her wisdom and direction. I pray, Lord God, that she not be caught up in the need of the moment, Lord God, but that you give her the ability to see beyond it. And I thank you for your provision. I thank you for healing in Chris. In Jesus' name, amen.
One more. It just came to me. Let's pray for Charity.
Okay.
Unspoken for Charity.
All right. Thank you, Father, for Charity, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I come against confusion in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Concerning as touching you to her, Lord God, I stand in intercession, Lord God, for her. And where the enemy has got her going in circles, Lord God, I pray, Father, that your peace would rest upon her. I pray that you surround her with your people, Lord God, that would give her the wisdom and guidance that she needs. Father, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue, right here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We will be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour Power. Our guest this morning is Rick Spain. His title, The Plan.
Well, he was hoping I would say something. As he's going through this and he's talking about the plan, that God had a plan before the foundations of the earth were laid, I'm going to tell a little story, and I may get a little bit weepy, but we have a daughter that when she was 16, she, well, let me back up a little bit. Rick and I, this is not our first marriage. When we got married, we both brought kids in, and so we blended families, and then we added one that's ours. And our daughter, Rena, which I brought into the marriage, when she was 16, she had decided that she wanted her dad to adopt her. From before the time that Rick and I got married, she called him dad. And it took her a little bit to muster up the courage. She'd come to me first and she'd talk to me. And I told her, I said, you need to go talk to him. You know, this is something that you want him to do. You and him need to come to the decision. And so she went to her dad and asked him to adopt her. And he agreed. And he adopted her. But I don't think that we understand really truly what adoption means. Once you adopt a child, you can never disown that child. They are yours forever. Okay. So, here in Ephesians, it talks about he predestined us to adoption as sons. He predestined it. Before we were thought of, before we were born, before the foundations of the earth was laid, he predestined it. He left the choice to us. We get to choose. But he predestined it. So when we come into that, it's not like he's going to say, you messed up. Get out of here. I don't want to see you again. Nah, we mess up. And it's just like our earthly parents. We come to him and we say, Father, I messed up. And he's not sitting there waiting to hit us or sitting there waiting to scold us. He says, come here and give me a hug. And let me love you. He had a plan. He had a plan before the foundations of the earth was laid. He predestined us to be his kids.
That's powerful. Well, I think we'll just pray and end this conversation with that.
That was, you know, powerful.
That was really good. Thank you, sweetie pie. You know, she always brings something better than me. So if you listen to the whole program, now you know why you got to hear her. So unfortunately, I have to finish. But okay, so you know, I want us to understand because I can't back away because a lot of times we disconnect. We have connections. Guys are really bad at this. We have our categories, you know, and this is, you know, when a guy and a girl starts talking together, women, I want to tell you, stay on the same subject. When you start jumping to different subjects, the guy's head's spinning. Okay, yeah. So now we're on this subject. No, we're on all the subjects here. That doesn't make sense. Okay, anyway.
And we don't have to give all the details.
Oh, no.
Just
yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, we just, yeah, yeah. How did it start? How's it going? How did it end? You know, come on. Let's, we got stuff to do, you know. No. So, anyway, we have fun in this place. You know, I can't help but talk about where we are in the world today because, excuse me, even you guys out there, everything's connected. Everything is connected. And, you know, that's why we need we need that Christ, Holy Spirit in us so that we can, he can raise us above the situation so that we can see. Now, there's no doubt about it that our eyes have been opened in the last several years with all that's been going on in the government, in the pandemic, and, you know, everything going on, shutting down the economy, you know, and we are finding out how foolish a lot of this stuff was, you know, which for us that had some eyes to see, we could see it in the beginning. This ain't good. I was telling Heather when they shut the economy down, I said, we're going to be paying for this for years. And we will. And that was in the very beginning. But anyway, you know, looking at the condition of our world, we've got to be cognizant. It's not just my foreign no more. It's not just about me and becoming successful or however you want to think. You know, we are all connected. Everything's connected. And so what's going on in our world, I want you to understand, God not only has a plan, there's someone else who has a plan. And that is Lucifer, the devil, Satan, whatever you want to call him. What is his plan? Well, the Bible tells us. The Bible says, you know, you were kicked out of heaven because of one reason, pride. In other words, it's all about me. Now, let's look at our world today, and let's overlay that thought on our world. Does it fit? Does that garment fit? It does, doesn't it? You see, when Adam took the bite of the fruit, it did not remove him from the position that God had given him in the very beginning to rule and reign and to exercise dominion in this earth. In this earth, he reaffirmed it with Noah. Basically, said the same thing. And so, but then we see in the scripture, even Jesus said he is the God of this world. Satan is the God of. How is that? God gave this to us. How can he be the ruler? Well, how can Christ rule and reign in your life? Does it just happen? He say, well, boom, Christ rule and reign in that one's life. No. We got to make a decision, don't we? That's the same way with Lucifer's plan. See, this evil's been in existence from the very beginning. All of it's all been there. And we've seen it in spurts. We've seen Hitler and Mussolini just the evil people, you know, and how the enemy has just shown his strong arm through them. Well, now it's everywhere. It's just like, whoa, there are a lot more people making cognizant decisions to follow the God of this world, whether they know it or not. And so now what we're seeing, the condition of this world today is because of the plan of Lucifer. I will. You see, God's plan doesn't work that way. God's plan doesn't work on the I will. God's plan works on he did. He did. It's all about him. If it's about us, we're not in the right plan. Even when we start thinking about ourselves and praying for God, if we're praying for ourselves all the time, we're missing it. We are all connected. And I want you to know something, that no matter what the condition of the world is, we're not in a hopeless situation. We are way far from it, because the greater one lives in us. And I want everyone to hear what I'm saying, that this world's going to change because we make a decision to follow God's plan. What is God's plan? Christ in us. The plan is Jesus from the beginning to the end. Turn there to Revelation 21. Might be 22. I think it's 21. All right. I want to read something here. Let me find it. Yeah. Okay. Chapter. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay. And let's see in verse 21, verse 3. Let's just read this. It's all good. So even if it's not the right text, this is good stuff. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." And he who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I'm making all things new." And he said, "Write these words, for these words are faithful and true." And verse 6, that's where I wanted to be. And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God. He will be my son or daughter. But for the cowardly, unbelieving, immoral person, sorcerers, idolaters, liars, their part will be in the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So I want us to see this. as was said in the Shawshank Redemption, you know, in that part of the Bible, Shawshank, yeah, "Judgment surely cometh," you know, but for us, judgment's already came. It's already come. And so we've already been judged. When we receive Christ, that judgment is sealed, because he bore that judgment. And so it says he died for the sins of the whole world. This is God's plan. So there's going what the Bible calls sheep and goats. You know, are you going to be a sheep or are you going to be a goat? Well, it depends on which plan you follow. If you follow God's plan, it's Jesus. Jesus from beginning to end. If you follow Lucifer's plan, it's going to be about me. The plan. God's got a plan for you in an individual way. If you've never experienced what I'm talking about, it's real simple. Very simple. All you got to do is believe that Jesus paid that price. And that because God raised him from the dead, he said, "I put my seal of approval on it." You just got to accept that. See, because the seal of approval is right there for you. You just accept it. for those that have already accepted it, it's not a one-time event, folks. It's a plan. It's a plan from the beginning to the end. We're just somewhere in the middle of it. And so all we got to do is we just got to hook up to what God wants to do. And I'm going to tell you, it's an individual thing, but it's going to have an effect on everyone around you. And so that work of God, His plan, if I'm not being more understandable here, just ask God, what is the plan? What is this plan? How does this become real to me? Just pray that simple prayer. And I'm going to tell you, your eyes are going to be opened. Because Holy Spirit is all about helping you find God's plan for your life. I'm going to close in prayer. Father, we thank you for the word today. Thank you, Lord God, that you have given us everything we need. It's all in the plan. I thank you, Lord God, that there's nothing we're ever going to face that's going to supplant this plan that you have for us in our life. I thank you for it, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you open up our eyes, opening up the eyes of our understanding, that we might know and see the hope of the calling that you have upon us, and that we might see the eternal redemption that you wrought in Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood, the sacrifice that you shed for us, Lord God. We thank you for it. Help us to walk in what you paid for. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It's the most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and Rick Spain and his lovely wife, Heather, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time. And don't forget, tune back in after the program for a word from Pastor Dwight Shepherd on the Truth Broadcast.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
The Truth Broadcast program is sponsored by the generous support of our partners and friends and by the ministries of